Castillo's Granite. This is Dominga.
Hey, Dominga. This is Ruben at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm good. You got my email?
Yeah, I actually was going to give you guys a follow-up. We weren't sure really what happened because you had expressed some interest in working capital and additional equipment, but we're not sure what happened.
Yeah, I mean, he's still going, he's all over the place right now. So he's still, that's why he's asking me, because I think he's still considering it now that it's getting closer that he's going to need the machine. Now he's asking me again. I said, I looked through the paperwork. It just says 36 months, and it says that 800 and something each month, you know, for, and that's, but
yeah.
I don't know the interest.
You don't. Absolutely. So I can answer your question. So I'm not super high on the totem pole here. We have different rate factors on different agreements. You know, what you get on this deal is not necessarily what you get on last deal. But I'm not given an APR on documents. You'll take these to the accountant. I'm sure they'll run their numbers. But I'm given a rate factor. And so the rate factor I'm given is the amount of equipment we're financing divided by the monthly payment. There's, of course, a cost of capital, but we don't have an APR schedule. Just so I can run the numbers, did you guys finance at $20,900?
Yeah.
Okay, and what is your monthly payment?
It's $837, I think.
Do we have $837.38?
Huh?
So, and I'm more than happy to talk to your accountant if I can help out. So your rate factor on this term was a .0400-6603. And your payback, though, which I think is what you're trying to get, your payback was this. So the amount you're paying back, you're financing $20,900,
yeah.
And over 3 years, your payback is $30,145.68.
Yeah.
So there's over the life of the life of the financing, it's not really a loan; it's a finance agreement. It is a difference.
Yes.
The amount you're financing is the amount you're paying in interest charges is $9,245.68.
Wow, which is pretty. It's almost double. You know, it's almost like if he could have, the machine was $20,000, he's paying almost $10,000 more for it.
Correct. I think the bigger challenge was the time in business and credit, but if you, you know, one thing I tell you is this, that's a smaller transaction. We've got some great deals, and I'm more than happy to pass you through to my boss or accounting if he wants to speak to them, but we don't have APRs in our deals. That's not necessarily the deal you get last time, but that was the best deal we were able to put together. I can tell you why, though. Let me bring up the file. Bear with me 1 second.
Okay.
Second.
So what did you say? What did you call it? It's a rate what?
It's a rate factor. It's a multiplier. So it's the multiplier times the equipment cost equals the payment. But there's no like dance around the issue. You're paying that $9,000 and change is the amount of finance amount you're paying back over 3 years.
Yeah.
So let's bring this up. Give me a second. Because it's not necessarily the cheapest rate factor out there. So let's see what's going on. And let's see what you're eligible for next time. I think the challenge was when we did this file, the reason why there was, you didn't get like necessarily certain programs approved was
mm-hmm.
because he now owns the business.
Mm-hmm.
It was viewed as a startup. So it was viewed as a transitional business kind of in that gray area. It wasn't really viewed as a startup, but it wasn't viewed, he didn't have, our system is based on time in business. So that's one of the issues that we had last time was that because he only became a recent owner within the last 2 years, it's kind of a, it's called a developing business program. So it's not a startup, but it's not an existing business.
Okay.
I can give you an idea of what like the best available deal though, if you want those numbers. Do you want me to run any numbers by you? I mean, what equipment are you guys trying to finance?
No, I think we're trying to, he's trying to buy another machine and he's trying
Which kind of machine?
I believe it's called a CNC Gold.
Okay, that's a completely different program with the requirements. What kind of, how much does that equipment cost?
It's going to come out to like $60,000.
Okay, so the best deal, we have some year-end promotions, and I'd love to get his deal done. You know, that's my job.
Huh.
So if he's looking at $60,000, let me give you some ideas of the very lowest payments you can get on both a 3- and a 5-year deal, okay?
Okay, all right.
Yeah. But yeah, I wasn't sure what happened. I definitely don't want to be the person that bugged you. I thought he was going to be working capital. I really wasn't sure what had happened.
Yeah,
so,
no, he was focusing on finishing the building, and it's close to completion, so now he has to look to really get the machines. Like, he was leaving that for the end because he didn't have the room to put it, but now that the building is close to being completed, now he needs those machines before he can make the grand opening.
Okay. Is the machine new or used?
It's going to be new.
Okay, who are you buying it through?
Let me see. I have the information right here. I actually printed it out.
I'm more than, you know, happy to work with my credit department and cut you guys the best deal possible. Just whatever's worked for you.
Okay, it's called Achille, and it's called a compact saw with mobile bridge.
Achille? Can you spell, who's the vendor? Or what's their phone number?
It is, hold on.
Now hopefully we can get you guys a better deal done than last time. That's the goal, really.
Yeah, because that's what I think he's looking for right now. He's being more cautious. It says that the price is going to be $63,500.
Hey, but who's the vendor?
Let me see. It is Lachmond Stone.
I know who that is. Okay.
Lachmond Stone.
Give me 1 second, please.
Okay.
Hi, sorry about that. So I would say kind of we've got some year-end specials. You're actually going to get an email from our funding department. Let me give you best-case scenarios on this. And this is if you don't want to put any money down.
Okay.
On a three-year deal, I'd say best on a best-case scenario, you're looking at payments around $2,050 a month.
$2,050 a month.
And on a five-year deal, you're looking at best-case scenario, about $1,350
a month. $1,350 a month. Okay. And that includes, that's the rate factor.
That's the payment.
Yeah, that's the payment, huh?
So the rate factor that I'm quoting you on a three-year term, just go back there, on a three-year term, we do $2,050.
Yeah.
It would be $2,050. Divided by 63,500, the rate factor I'm quoting you is 0.0322 as opposed to that 0.04. So it's a much cheaper factor. You
so
can
what
feel
is
free.
Zero
go ahead.
Two, you said?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. One sec. Say that once more. You cut off.
What was that rate? You said 0.0 what?
It's a multiplier. It's not an interest rate. It's a rate factor. So it'd be the 2050 divided
uh-huh.
by 63,500. So
yeah.
2050. Divided by 63,500, and that's kind of like bottom-of-the-barrel pricing that I'm quoting you, but it's still achievable. So that means that over 3 years, the payback on that would be $73,800, which would mean you'd be paying about $10,300 in finance charges over 3 years, best-case scenario.
Yes, yes, I see. It is better. Okay.
But yeah, you can, like I said, feel free to run these numbers by your accountant. A lot of the accountants we work with, they'll run what's called an amortization schedule, and it will look like a, you know, sometimes a very high interest rate. But all I have in my system is a rate factor. That's why we don't have APRs on our documents.
Oh, I see. And I'll explain that to Francisco.
Yeah, but, you know, I'd like to continue the relationship. Please have him give me a call, you know, when you chance. I'd like to talk to him about this product and if he's something trying to do something. Are you trying to do it before the end of the year or at the beginning of the end of the year?
No, before the end of the year.
Okay. Well, how long does it take the equipment to ship to you guys?
Well, right now we're actually going to be able to do it. We have to pay they're saying that we have to pay 75% up front, and then once it's delivered and trained, then it's the extra 25%. And
have you given them that kind of deposit yet or
no? No, because he doesn't have the money.
I would say the best thing, and I'm not trying to be rude, is there's a lot of moving parts on these CNC machines, both in terms of the transaction, deposit, all that stuff. I would like to get you and Francisco on the phone to walk through the issues because I just did a CNC for someone who they were working with another finance company and just completely blew up, so I solved the issues. But I'm very familiar with it. But if you can give me a call, I'd like to walk through it step by step and then email him all the details so I can make the process pretty seamless.
I'll bring that to his attention because it was this morning that he mentioned it. It looks like he's getting very close to actually finally doing it.
Okay, well, yeah, give me a call and tell him I'm standing by, okay?
All right, we'll let him know. Thanks for calling me back.
Yeah, you got it. Bye-bye.